blow up a picture, you know, make it bigger.
Yeah.
She do those things. I was on TV one time.
You were?
Yeah. I was over at the grocery store. I'm making my groceries. And so Mr. Don said, Ollie, would you mind being on TV for a little while? I said, what do you mean be on TV for a little while? And he always liked to joke with me, you know. Just come on, you old country gal, come here. So I came and the man said, you mind if we put you on TV? I said, no, I don't. And he said, I want to ask you some questions about the meat. So he said, have you shopped any other grocery except here? I said, occasionally, if something Mr. Don don't have. But I said, I buy most of my groceries right here, my meat. So he said, well, did you compare the price of his meat with other butchers? I said, no, I didn't. I said, because I know what I wanted to buy. And I said, I just look at the meat, and if it was something I wanted, I just get it, tell them to charge it. It didn't make any difference what the price was, because it was what I wanted. And if I went somewhere else, I'd have to do the same thing. I'd have to pay for it. When I deal here, I can charge, or I can pay cash. And I say, his meat, I have found out to be the best meat, because other people have bought, like my daughter has bought meat other places, and I have bought meat from that butcher and gave it to her, and she found it to be the best meat. And so he put that on the TV. I didn't know he was going to put my picture on there. I knew he was going to put the phone. So Betsy called me. She says, Ozzy, you're on TV? I said, oh, no. I was just thinking what it looked like. Horrible. Horrible picture. Well, she blowed it up and brought it to me. She took that picture off of the TV. Took a picture of it and brought it to me.
Yeah. That's
all. Yeah.
Now, you get your milk from where?
Well, we have been milking our cows. We've been getting a gallon to a gallon and a half of milk from our cows. But right now, we only got one cow to get milk. I buy milk from the dairy. He stops and leaves me a milk because my little grandchildren come over. They drink a lot of milk. And we get like a gallon and a half from our cow now. We milk her. But for about 3 days, we didn't milk. As I say, I had a new grandbaby came yesterday.
You heard about this?
Yeah, and so we went out there yesterday, and I'll tell you, that calf went at that mama. She was so happy to see that calf because she had too much milk. But we didn't milk her because I had to get back to work. I had a lot to do. And my daughter had to get back to the hospital.
What did she get to?
Oh, she's a practical nurse.
Okay. Now, would you have what I was talking about was a building maybe where you would store potatoes or things like that?
Well, I don't ever remember seeing folks or anything like that.
Did you ever see him put potatoes anywhere? A potato bunk or something like that?
No, the only thing that I saw when my uncle got potatoes, he didn't keep them that long. He used to put them in the corn house and just stack them up. Just had a huge big box.
Yeah.
You know. I'd say he closed in one corner and just threw them all in there until we got a chance to clean them all. And then he took them and sold them by truckloads and sold them.
Yeah.
We didn't keep them that long. Because you see, they'd rot on you. You couldn't keep them.
Yeah.
So.
What about a place where you would keep turnips or anything like that? You ever see anything like that?
No.
Okay. Now, did you ever raise cotton?
No, I didn't. I saw it, but I didn't ever raise it. I've seen it grow. Right in Alexandra, one of my daughters lived in Alexandra.
How did they work that? You know how they work it?
No, I sure don't. The only thing I saw was the cotton growing on the thing. It's a beautiful thing to look at, though.
Yeah.
It grows in a big field. But I don't know how to grow it.
But when you wanted to grow something like tobacco or something like that, you just go in a little.